Blog Talk Radio.
If you got some good weed, put it in the air. Every day you're lesson learning how to deal with fear. It's funny how the happiness will wipe away the tears. Cheers to the good times we have. Country boy, saucy car, wet as a sea crab. Drop bass, this the way I'm going, I relapse. Feeling like an addict, instrumental's my rehab. Move to her kneecaps, heal on it. Naturally, she real on it. You need to get out more. Put the Jordan peel on it. Tangerine peel on it. Grip the wood wheel on it. Later, I'ma feel on it. This one for my cousins I don't never see. It's so many you can avatar my family tree. Just know I love y'all and love yourself above all. I'ma pray for us when the night fall.
I woke up feeling good today. Baby, you can wipe your tears. Adding up the change I made. Reaper and ice cold beer. Country boy toast and cheers. Thankful that the blue sky clear. And we gon' be alright today. Baby, you can wipe your tears.
What's up, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for another awesome episode here on Stardom 100 Radio. And I am your host, none other than the lovely Tanisha Davis, and today I'm super, super excited. I have a wonderful guest that's on the show today. Truly no stranger to the hip-hop industry, Mr. Alien Craft, and I'm just excited. So I hope you all are looking forward to a good show, because we're about to go ahead and kick this thing off. And you just had a moment to hear a little bit of his single, Clear Blue Sky. If you stay tuned after this interview, you will get to hear more music from Alien Craft. Alien, are you on the line?
Yes. What's going on, Tanisha? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you having a good weather where you are right now?
Yeah, man. I mean, the whole city yellow from this pollen, but other than that, we chilling.
Oh, man. It is raining here. So we're making the best of this day.
Right.
Man, so I love that single that we had a little bit of an opportunity to listen to. Like, what inspired you to write that song? Because I love the vibe from it. It's like a real chill, laid back, you know, song.
Yeah.
So what inspired
Cookout
that?
Music. Yeah, man.
It reminds me of hanging out with the family and eating good food.
Yeah.
It's just like a chill song. I love it.
Yeah, man, you know, I got a real communal spirit anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about family. And, you know, it was just one of those feel-good vibes. You know, shout out to Spitzwell. He did the beat. And, you know, I heard the beat and I was like, ooh, I need that, because it just felt so good. You know, music is, you know, feeling the energy anyway. You know, so it just had that vibe to it. And, you know, I just gravitated towards it real, you know, expeditiously. You know what I'm saying? And I just had to, you know, go on and put that one together.
Oh, wow. I love it. Like I said, it's just, it gives you good vibes, you know.
Yeah, it's really dope.
Man, so for those who are listening in and they're trying to get to know you, what led you into the music industry? Like, how did you get your...
Well, I was all, you know, from you know, out the womb, I was always around music. And, you know, to make a long story short, you know, me and my cousin always were vibing out. And, you know, we formed a group called the Backwoods, and we worked with Dallas Austin and... DJ Toomp and Killer Mike and a few others, David Banner, you know, Milwaukee Black. We had an opportunity to make some great music then, and, you know, Dallas gave us a shot, you know, and I always, you know, appreciate him for that, because, you know, those experiences that I experienced then, and I learned so much, and, you know, I'm just grateful to him that he gave us an opportunity to be able to showcase, you know, our talents and our music and our grooves and jams, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's always good to have someone that believes in you and supports what you're trying to do, you know, supports the move. So that's always cool, because everybody needs someone to give them a shot, you know.
Right.
Speaking of music, what new projects are you working on right now?
Well, right now I have a couple projects done. Shout out to my homeboy Mo Diggity. Got a project called Decatur as a Muse. You know, I'm from a little small town in the world called Decatur, Georgia. I don't know if you ever heard of that. So
yes,
we just wanted to
capture.
Yeah. So we just wanted to capture that. And you know, I got a my project Cloud Surfer 2. That's actually Clear Blue Sky is going to be on that project. And I did that project with my homeboy Spitzwell. You know, Low Breed Family. And you know, we got those two projects in the work right now, and they're actually pretty much done. You know, just got to put the finishing touches and sprinkles on there, and a little icing and candles, and they'll be soon. They'll be coming to the world soon.
Okay. Now you hinted just a second. You said Low Breed. Can you tell me about your apparel? Because I know it's like you've been rocking that a lot on social media. So what is Low Breed about?
Low Breed is a lifestyle. You know, it's the last of our, you know, the last of a dying breed. We're the last of our kind, you know, in the collective that it is. You know, each person that's a part of the collective is, you know, very, very, very extraordinary at what they do. You know, we're the last of our kind. It's more of a lifestyle thing than a brand. You know what I'm saying? But it is a brand. You know, shout out to Martin Luther King and you know, for putting it together, the brainchild behind the movement, my big brother, my OG, you know what I'm saying? And here we are. You know, we've been putting it together for a long time. It's more of a family situation than a business venture. Mm-hmm. You know, we just, you know, it's more family oriented. So everything gels well. It's like Frosted Flakes and almond milk. You know what I'm saying? It's like Mild Wings and Blue Cheese, you know what I'm saying?
Like, okay.
Together, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And the combinations that we've put together as Low Breed, as a collective, you know, we like those combinations, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's a family affair. It's like a family reunion every time we get together, man. I love my brothers. And we here, man. We're going to be here for a long time, man. Believe it.
That's what's up. Man,
lowbreed.com if you want to get some of those fresh shirts too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Like everyone needs to be rocking that, you know.
Yeah,
I like
cool,
what it
man.
Stands for. You
know? Just believe, it's all about believing in yourself, believing in what you do, believing that you are great, and loving yourself, man. You know? That's all it's about for real.
Man, okay then. All right, so when it comes down to your music, what would you say helps to, like, separate you from the masses of those, you know, out there doing this hip-hop? You know, like, what separates you? What makes you stand out?
I mean, and I hate to sound so cliche with my answer, but just being me, you know, and it's that simple, you know, like, I'm different, you know what I'm saying? I the music is in my soul, you know. My grandmother was a DJ when she was here in this dimension, you know. She was a DJ. She was an Eastern Star. She was a DJ down at the Elks Lodge, you know. She used to spin records. And on my dad's side, all my father and all of his brothers and sisters and his mom and all them sing too. So, you know, it's just passed down through generations of realizing that the groove is the pathway to God. You understand what I'm saying? The feeling of feeling good through vibrations, you know what I'm saying, is in my DNA. So I just try to be, you know, well, I don't try, I do. I be myself. You know, I just be myself in the music when I'm being creative. I don't try to copy anything or try to appeal to what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And I just be creative in my own mind and just vibe out and make jams that feel good.
I like that. Because with the industry, you know, sometimes you find so many people are like, well, this seems to be working, so everyone's kind of trying to do what the next artist is doing or create the same sound. But I like that you're being unique with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're not
trying to do
what anybody else is
doing. Both sides of the coin, though. But I understand both sides of the coin. I get it, you know, because sometimes the power that be won't allow you to elevate where you want to be if you don't conform. But, you know, it's ways around everything. It's two ways. It's more than one way to skin a cat, like my grandma used to say. So, you know, I can sleep better at night knowing that I'm being myself and I've been myself when I leave the studio, as opposed to trying to do something to try to for a certain purpose or something like that, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So what do you feel it takes to make or create good music, music that's going to, like, last?
Well, the music that seems to stand the test of time is music that you can feel like that, you know, some it's genuine music.
Mm-hmm.
Music that you can tell come from a wholehearted place. And
right.
Yeah, and good positive vibes. That's that music that tends to be here for like forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Yeah. Anything that, like, you know, makes a person kind of reminisce on a certain moment in their life or whatever, or relates to something that they're dealing with right now, you know, that's dope music. Like, that's music, like you said, that's going to last for a long time because it's something that people can relate to, you know, and you don't want to make music that's just, you know, kind of just for the moment, you know, and may not
exactly.
be around after a while.
Like
we were talking about your song, you know, that song puts you in a feel-good vibe, you know, that song you want to listen to all the time because people want to feel good all the time. No problem. You're welcome, man.
Hello,
so, okay, don't make me preach on here. So, as an artist, what do you feel has been the most rewarding parts of your career?
You know, of course, in the society we live in, you know, the little change I be getting. But you know what I'm saying, like, but on a serious note, the experiences and the learning processes and the things that I've learned from just navigating through, you know, music and the life of being a quote unquote musician, like, is priceless. You know, it made me the man I am right now on this phone talking to you. You know, I've learned a lot. I've grown. You know, I've taken losses. I've learned from those losses. I've learned how to move different, and that's priceless because it's like on the job training. You know, like, you can go to school and be book smart about something, but until you've done it, you know, you won't have that experience of you know what it feels like. You know, so that's what, you know, that's been the most rewarding for me. You know, and being able to take my knowledge and what I've learned and help, you know, the younger generation and, you know, people who come in after me so they won't have to deal with the same things that I've dealt with.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, too. You know, making music
passing
that
over
helps
knowledge.
Educate these young people. They need it. They need some guidance, you know. They don't have a lot of people being a voice for them these days. So, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So... you talked about how you've changed, you know, and, you know, just matured as a man and as an artist. What legacy do you want to leave behind for your fans to remember about you and your music?
Well, I just want them to know that he took his music serious and he was dope and he was a good dude, you know what I'm saying? And basically, you know, I just want, you know, once I'm done cataloging my music, I just want people to take, you know, for my music that, you know, everything going to be all right at the end of the day. I know it may not seem like it, you know, when it rains, it pours, you know, but, you know, this too shall pass and everything going to be all good. You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's very encouraging because, you know, everybody's going through something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got something they did that are going through. So, you know, at the end of the day, you just need to know how to remain calm. And know, like, hey, we're going to get through this. It's going to be all right.
Yep.
So,
hey,
I like that. Man.
Yep.
So, as an independent artist, you know, you've been working hard as an independent artist. How do you feel about, like, the digital age of music now versus, like, back when you, like, had to get a record deal in order to have your music heard? Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's you just gotta ride that wave, you know what I'm saying? If you can find a way to build a fan base through social media, the internet, or what have you, man, by all means, do it. You know, it is easier. You know, it's a situation now to where if you put up, you know, if you do it the right way, you know what I'm saying, and you get that fan base, you get your own shows, and you dropping projects, next thing you know, like, it's like, why do I even need a label? You know,
right.
What I'm saying? That's,
right.
It's a beautiful thing. And then on another note, like, doing it that way, we are able to own our own creativity. We're able to, you know, keep it in our hands and do it the way we want to do it. So it's a beautiful thing. I'm not mad at it at all.
So I have to ask you, like, for artists that are, like, looking to get into this industry, like, what are some techniques that have worked for you as an independent artist? Because, like, you know, it takes a lot of footwork. You know, it's a serious grind with promoting music. So what steps have worked for you to be successful?
Just being productive every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you just start with being productive every day and move and taking steps towards your goals, set goals, and if you take steps towards your goals every day, you will meet them. You know, and don't get, you know, staying focused is very important. I know it may sound like regular or whatever, like, yeah, stay focused. But no, staying focused is real because we can be distracted by life, you know. And like, as I'm talking about it, like, I've been there. That's how I know, you know, that's how I know it's real, you know what I'm saying? Like, just staying focused and being productive. The main thing is just being productive. Doing something towards where you want to be on a daily basis is essential and key to you know, getting where you want to be.
Yes, that's very true. Because, like, it's like you said, you know, it takes a lot of hard work, and a lot of times people may not want to do all that groundwork. They may not want to, you know, stay consistent because it's like, man, it's not taking off yet like I want it to. So, like, you know, you're on the verge of wanting to give up and you're wanting to quit. But, you know, like,
right.
you really have to just keep putting in work and stay consistent. And more importantly, you know, believe in yourself. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Man. So, what's next for you? Like, what do you have coming up as far as, like, do you have any tours coming up? Or what's next for you this year?
Yeah, we're putting together a series of shows. So, be on the lookout for that. Cloud Surfer 2 coming soon. So be out on the lookout for that. Alien Craft and Spitzwell, Cloud Surfer 2. And Alien Craft and Mo Diggity, Decatur as a Muse, you know, look out for that as well. And we just keeping the train moving. The train is running on schedule. You know, everybody's boarding, you know, and having a good old smooth ride.
Okay. I like that.
Yes.
Everything smooth, mellow, and chill. But that's what you got to be doing anyway. You got to be, like, chilling. Can't be, stressing and so forth. So, man,
you have to just be productive. Do what you know you need to do. Keep it moving and enjoy it while we here, you know. So.
That's so true. Man.
Yep.
So, Alien, it's been a pleasure, like, having you on the show to discuss your music projects, your experience in the industry. For those listening in, like, how can they keep up with your music online?
The pleasure is all mine. And, you could just follow me at Alien Craft on Instagram, at Alien Craft, ALEON_CRAFT. And just check for me on all your musical platforms, you know, your iTunes, Tidal, anywhere where you stream music, I'm there. And I appreciate everybody who's listening right now. Want to shout out to Lowbreed.com. Want to shout out to Blue Media, you know what I'm saying? Space Camp Creative. You know, want to shout out, man, I got to shout out my family, man. Cootie Brown, Jungle Baby, Sir Calloway, Derrick O. Ooh, man, my boy, Monster Luther King. What's up, bud? Derrick O. Spitzwell, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all boys, man. Love y'all boys. Callaway, I wrote that verse of that song too, bro.
Yeah, Well, man, it's been exciting talking to you. Like I said, definitely nothing but good vibes. And I truly appreciate everyone that's been tuning in to our conversation. Be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on iHeartRadio and iTunes. And before we leave, we're going to rock out to Alien Craft song, Tony Pastrana. So stay tuned in and listen to the song, and be sure to follow him on all social networks. Thank you, Alien.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for being a guest.
Thank you.
Cloud surfing on asphalt. The block get harder than Nassau.